This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Well, there's not much to do in this green mountain town, just to fish by the river till the sun goes down. We used to go out to the barn dance on Saturday night, drink the homemade liquor till the feeling was right. So won't you take a turn with me?
They're the winner of the 2017 Podunk Bluegrass Band Competition. Please welcome to the studio, Beg, Steal, or Borrow. Nice to have you, gentlemen and gal, here at NHPR on the Folk Show. Who wants to talk to us about that tune?
This is Jeremy. I'll talk to that tune. I'll speak for it. Yeah, that's a original song that we just put together. It's called Old Mountain Time, and I don't know. I just had a vision of you know, the good old days where you go to a barn dance and, you know, simpler time, I guess. And so we were trying to write something for the band that's got a lot of. We have some great singers all around in this band, so it was try to write something that could stretch out our vocals a little bit there.
It's just about festival time, and that's where I actually met these folks, and real happy to put them here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio after seeing them in concert over at the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. You guys going to be at Gray Fox again this year?
We are going to be back there on Thursday, opening day.
On opening day at Gray Fox. That's in Oak Hill, New York. But a lot of other things that are going on between now and then. We'll get into all of that. But first, who wants to tell us the Beg, Steal, or Borrow story?
Basically, the 15th anniversary of the Higher Ground in Burlington was, they were looking for basically a tribute to the Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia for that night band. Grateful Dead tribute band, Dead Sessions. Seth Iacovone and Dead Sessions was putting together a bill for the 15th anniversary of the new Higher Ground. And that was our first gig together, was opening up for them. And we were just doing a tribute to Olden in the Way.
Now, do most of you live in Vermont?
That's where I was living in Vermont when I hooked up with these guys.
Okay. Yeah. Great. You just released a new album. We should probably talk about this sampler album, but let's do that after we hear another tune. What do you think?
Sure. Sounds great.
Beg, Steal, or Borrow in the studio here at New Hampshire Public Radio.
This next song is called Molly Bootlegger, and I was writing a song about the rum runners up on Lake Champlain, and I was trying to do some research, and I stumbled across this story about a woman who was a very well-known bootlegger up in the northern part of Vermont near the Canadian border, and this fellow tells a story of when he was a child working with his father on this bridge. And how he knew of her and how she dressed in fancy clothes and drove fast cars. And they were working on the bridge one day, and it was closed down to one lane. And she came up over the hill and with customs agents, you know, right behind her. And she blew through the bridge. And just after she blew through the bridge, there's a railroad track on the other side with a train coming. And she made it just past the train, and the customs agents got caught on the other side. And she headed off to Canada. So it was actually far more interesting than I anticipated a story. So this song is called Molly Bootlegger. I don't know her. We wasn't able to find her real name, so we called her Molly. So here's Molly Bootlegger.
Oh, I'll never forget when I was a kid. A 19 and a 20-something, prohibition was in. And that law came along, folks started making their own. And that was the time the bootlegger was born. And it was mostly quiet in that little border town. Everyone knew how to sneak it around. And some of them got caught, but a lot more got away. But old Molly was the fastest, like a needle through the hay. Cause she could handle that sedan like racing on a track. And oh Molly, you put them all to shame. Molly, bootlegger, bootlegging was a game. And I was working with my old man on Old Creek River Bridge. She came on like a lightning bolt up over the ridge. And those customs agents were in the high pursuit. Molly said, look out, old Canada, I'm coming. Train was about to cross the road, and Molly never slowed down, could hear that whistle. She beat the train just in time, left those agents to roast. They had to sit there while the train went by, watch her drive off in the dust. She could handle that sedan like racing on a track.
By Jeremy, the guitarist here for Beg, Steal, or Borrow. Who's going to introduce the band?
Roland.
So yeah. Roland's going to tell us about the band, right, Roland?
Yeah, so on bass and vocals, we have Fran Forum, great, great bass player and longtime just kind of friend of mine and all of ours. And then Jeff Goodhue on the mandolin and vocals from Boxford, Massachusetts. Great to just meet him kind of through this band, and we've had a great time over the past 5 years playing together. Jeremy Sicily on the guitar and vocals. Jeremy, I met basically kind of through this band too, and then also Luke Oriamo on banjo and vocals, longtime kind of friend of mine from up in Vermont. So
remind me again, how did you all fall together to be in this same one band?
Well, we were recruited. I guess Luke's a fixture, I think, you know, in the Northern Vermont music scene. He was part of the Mud City Ramblers. And both Fran and Luke, they go way back, basically. And I've known Fran the longest. Fran and I were in a grit band called Granite Junction that had just started. And I got the word through Fran that they were looking for a mandolin player. And so that, and I, you know, knew the music of Old and the Way very well. So it was like, great, sounds like a plan. And so that's how I got involved. But I think just Luke was basically putting this band together.
Yeah, we were recruited kind of to do this Olden and the Way tribute for this show. And so we took it upon ourselves to learn for our first show, which was 3 weeks before that we all just met, and we went up to Roland's house and we learned the whole album. The whole first Olden and the Way album, cover to cover, and that's how we got started. We played our first show, and we did the whole first album, which was great, you know, to kind of cut our teeth on it. And so we've kind of resurrected that music, and we've been doing that, you know, steadily now for a few years, and very well received. And then now we've kind of started branching out to, you know, more bluegrass music.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, Beg, Steal, or Borrow, and they're going to play another tune for us after we take a short break.
Most of us probably wake up with alarm clocks. You know, we fumble around reaching for our glasses, maybe the snooze button, maybe the light switch, and soon you're up and moving. Well, every day Morning Edition helps you flip the light switch on your world. With the latest news updates, in-depth reporting, we help you see what's going on and really understand it all. Start your day fully awake with Morning Edition. Listen every day.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Encore Renewable Energy, creating commercial-scale solar projects on underutilized properties, including rooftops, farms, brownfields, and landfills. EncoreRenewableEnergy.com. Thanks, Dale Orbaro, are our guests in the studio here at the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. What are we going to hear next?
Those two first songs that you've heard so far are original songs, and then we're going to play another original that Roland has composed on the fiddle. And it's called The Mountain Rill, and kind of I envision water, like it's springtime running down the side of a mountain like it is today. You know, the snow is melting, and it kind of has this, the song has this, the feeling of water. So it's called The Mountain Rill.
Thank you.
some hot fiddle playing with Roland Clark here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with Beg, Steal, or Borrow. It's really so incredibly great to have this super music in our studio on the Folk Show. So thank you so much for that. Who wants to tell me what was the name of that one again?
The Mountain Reel.
And who penned that? Roland, was that one yours?
That was, I came up with that a few months ago. It's actually a pretty recent song, and it's such a pleasure to just play it with a whole band and all the instruments. And so
who does most of the writing for your group? Do you share in those tasks? Or
we're just kind of figuring that out right now, I think.
Yeah.
I've been somewhat inspired lately. Fran had the good fortune of winning some Hot Rise tickets, this band the Hot Rise, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And we went up to the Barry Auditorium, and Tim O'Brien mentioned how Pete Warnick, you know, really pushed them to write songs. And afterwards, I've wrote some songs myself before already, but not really with this band. And then I just got home and I just started trying to, you know, you actually have to like sit down with paper and a pen and, you know, have an idea. And so pushed myself to do it a little bit. And then Roland just showed up with that magnificent song there, which was really nice. And so, yeah, I feel the same way. The songs that, you know, we've worked out the arrangements as a band, and the two songs that you've heard previous there, we've just played them only a couple times out live, and I feel when we're playing them live that the feeling that they're like somebody else's song or something because of the arrangements that the band has come up with, and I just feel like we're kind of levitating a bit, and I just seems different to me, so it's really cool. So I'm sure Roland probably feels the same way. You get this feeling, you're like, wow, this is just something different, you know. That's I guess the you know, I guess that's being in a band.
Well, all the pieces fit together very well. Do you practice a whole lot?
We have been recently, but we're all pretty busy with other projects. You know, Fran and I had this other project together that we're kind of taking a little break from, so we can focus on all the exciting things that we're doing together as Beg, Steal, or Borrow.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your other projects? What do you got going
on? Sure. Well, we were just talking about Hot Rise. I got to work with Tim O'Brien actually a couple of years ago, doing the music of recording a CD of the music of J.D. Hutchison, who is one of Tim's early influences out in Ohio. And so, yeah, this album we recorded together is called You and the World Outside. That was Tim O'Brien producing our band out in Ohio. And I also work with Brian Bowers quite a bit lately. I've been doing some stuff with him. We're now the Brian Bowers Band, and we're at Folk Alliance a couple months ago. And
Danny Nicely
of Virginia, a real great musician. So we'll be out in California together next month. So this band, Beg, Steal, or Borrow, won't be doing much next month because I'm gone doing that stuff. But
I coach baseball then, so it's good for me.
Yeah. So that's some of what I'm up to, but I guess we can go around.
Sure.
Fran is the very sought-after bass player. You know, bass players and banjo players like rare birds. And she has a band called Chickweed. And Luke and Fran are part of a band that's very infamous, I guess, up in our area, called the Mud City Ramblers. They are playing always. You can usually catch them up in the northern tier of Vermont, and they are one of my early influences playing bluegrass. That band's been together for 15 plus years now, and Roland has been a part of that band since he was 8, 9 years old or something.
Yeah, about right around.
He showed up. Roland was you know, a virtuoso at 8 years old, and he showed up and. I don't know what his parents were thinking, dropping him off with the Mud City Ramblers at a bar and saying, here, just go play some fiddle, you know? But he turned out okay, I think. So far, so good.
And what about our banjo player?
I guess I don't really know what to say. You guys really covered all the bases there.
Yeah.
You guys play in a band called the Old Tones sometimes, a little project?
Well, that's a little side project that we do. Yeah. It's basically born out of a jam at the J-Cat Tavern in Jericho. And so we basically just play there with that group. But we also play with the Hillside Rounders, which...
Yeah, we have another band, Luke and I. It's a family band. It's my father and my uncle. It's a little bit different because it's... electric guitar and electric bass, but then you have Luke on the banjo and, you know, me playing the rhythm guitar. And we do a lot of bluegrass and old country stuff. My father and my uncle have been playing music, you know, since they were really young as well. And a lot of they're steeped in, you know, old country stuff. They've backed up bands when they were young, like Ernest Tubb and Dave Dudley and stuff like that when they were real young. And anyhow, so we play with them occasionally too, and it's called the Hillside Rounders, and so that's another project out there too. So
our guests in the studio, Beg, Steal, or Borrow, here at NHPR. Another break, and we'll be back in just one moment.
I listen to NHPR a lot.
Which is why Scott Brown of Franklin is a sustaining member of NHPR's leadership circle.
Trust, dedication, integrity, those are values that I see from top to bottom in NHPR, and we're just proud to be a part of the family.
You too can become a part of NHPR's leadership circle when you invest $100 a month into the statewide news service you trust. Join the family at nhpr.org/leadership circle.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Northeast Delta Dental. For individual and family dental plans, information available at 888-910-5668. More at myoralhealth.com. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio, Beg, Steal, or Borrow. What are you going to play next for us?
We're going to render a version of Working on a Building. Because it's Sunday.
working on a building.
Hallelujah.
I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building.
Hallelujah.
It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Working on a building with Jeff Gahue on the lead on that one. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with our guests this evening, Beg, Steal, or Borrow. Lots of opportunities to see these guys. Jeff's going to be taking some time off, but they're going to be teaming back up in June to head over to the Rattling Brook Bluegrass Festival. That's in Belvedere, Vermont. That's June 16th. And then in July, on the 13th at the Basin Bluegrass Festival, and that's in Brandon, Vermont. Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival is happening they're going to be there on the 19th. That's a Thursday. The festival goes from Thursday till Sunday. That's on the Walsh Farm in Oak Hill, New York. And then they're going to be visiting the Homestead. That's from 6 until 10 on the 28th. That's in Dorchester, New Hampshire. And then the Podunk Bluegrass Festival on August 11th, where they won the award last year. They're going to be playing over there on Saturday, August 11th. And then they've got the Shelburne Farms performance that's happening in Shelburne, Vermont on the 15th of August. August is a really big, busy month. They're going to be heading over to Manchester on the 16th, Oxbow Music Festival on the 25th, and they're going to be tying up their fall with a lot of other performances. And you can find out where they're going to be at BegSteelOrBorrowVT.com. That's BegSteelOrBorrowVermont.com. You've just released this sampler, right? Is that a pretty new sampler with five tracks on it? Any plans to do any more recording for Beg, Steal, or Borrow?
The originals we were doing earlier are not on this, but we're really excited to have a more full-length release, hopefully later in the season. And so we've already started that process of recording that. So this is just to get something out there for the immediate fan.
Now, for those other bluegrass bands that are out there maybe heading to jams, you know, they have bluegrass jams around various places. For those folks, what would you say to them? Did this award that you got at Podunk really kind of launch you guys into a different level?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what to expect with that when they reached out. And it really was a very big opportunity to just kind of be recognized on this professional level. A lot of good stuff has come from that, and
Gray Fox as well.
Gray Fox, you know, that we were booked at Gray Fox before this whole Podunk award thing came together. So I think both Gray Fox and the Podunk we're kind of being recognized. The competitions, there's another one at the Fresh Grass Festival, and then there's one at Thomas Point Beach in Maine that I think we might be part of this coming September or August. It's pretty exciting, you know, good way to just meet the other up-and-coming artists and kind of be part of the whole picture.
I sure am happy that you guys were able to take the time to stop here and play music for our folk show audience. And I hope that when you do your new recording that you'll take some more time and come back and see us again.
Yeah, we would love to take
you
up on
that.
We would definitely do that. We appreciate it.
No, that's great. Well, can you leave us with one more tune? I can't believe the time has just flown.
Yeah.
It's really gone by very fast. So what would you like to play to wrap it up for us?
I think we're going to do an old song that was written about a racehorse, Molly and Ten Brooks. And the story of this, you know, the song has embellished the story a little bit, but this is a true story about a horse named Ten Brooks and another one named Molly, and they were bragging about, you know, who was going to beat who. This took place in the 1800s, and somebody wrote a song about it. And Bill Monroe made it a very famous famous hit with it. And I think also possibly Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. But it's called Molly and Ten Brooks.
Shine, son,
bright shining sun, Lord, bright shining sun. 19 Brooks was a big bay horse, wore shaggy mane. Went on down to Memphis and beat the Memphis train. Beat the Memphis train, Lord, beat the Memphis train. Said to Molly, you're looking mighty screwed. Molly said to him, Brooks, I'm leaving this world. Leaving this world, Lord, leaving this world. Captain Brooks said to Molly, what makes your head so red? Running in.
Molly and the Ten Brooks from Beg, Steal, or Borrow here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Visit their website to find out more about them and where they're going to be playing and all of their projects. BegSteelOrBorrowVT.com. Thanks for coming in from Vermont to the Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you again.
This is NHPR.